T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Happy Friday, everybody. 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. This isn't exactly deja vu. I just had it. Maybe it is. But do you guys ever completely randomly find yourself in a place where you, it brings back a memory that you literally have never thought of before? Let me just say, okay.
Yeah, what happened?
So I have a window right here looking out over one of the parks, and I just looked out there. Song's playing, getting ready to do the show, look outside, and I had the strongest memory of when my mom was in the hospital when I was about 12, of being in like a waiting room with a window like this, looking out, and it was about this time of year, and the sun was about the same, and it just flashed back.
Yep.
And I could just remember like what it felt like and how I felt and like the sun on my face, and I have never thought of that ever in my life. And it's just weird to me that it's in there.
Yes.
Like every second of my life, every face I've ever seen, every bite of food I've ever taken, it's filed away somewhere, but it's there.
Yep.
So weird.
It is weird.
Yeah, I've experienced that a lot more in quarantine than I did previously.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. Maybe just more time to think and ruminate, but I've been doing it too.
How often do you get deja vu?
I used to get it all the time, and now it's pretty rare that I have it. The last time I had it was on the show
mm-hmm.
a couple days ago, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I used to have it so strong as a kid and a teenager,
yeah.
And it's going away as I get older.
What do you guys think about previous lives? What's your guys' read on that? Think it's possible?
I'm going nope.
You've lived in some form in the past?
Scientifically, I would need an explanation. I need to know, how does it work? Just even a theory on how it works. Like, okay, you die, then what goes where and how?
Your soul, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
your
it's
soul, like,
but that's not good enough for
but
me.
But what's right, the scientific explanation for a soul? Like, is there one?
Right, right, yeah. Right.
Didn't some scientist somewhere present a?
Oh, I'm sure
evidence
have,
on a soul. I feel like we talked about that some years ago.
We had a story. Yeah, I don't remember, but there's a story.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most interesting things I've read on it are these things in the brain called microtubules, which we don't understand much at all. But basically, they think that they have proven that when you die, information from your microtubules go out into the ether. That's the closest thing that science can find to, well, maybe that's what a soul is.
Hmm.
But I also have this weird thing. Especially if, I'm meditating or drunk. If I'm in some sort of an altered state mm-hmm. where I will think of something and I'm like, oh, that's my real life. I don't know if you guys have ever done that. Just like a scene.
Mm.
And it's like a movie about multiverses where you're like, wait a minute.
It's Friday. Let's get there.
You know, like, mm-hmm. This is not my real life. That right. is over there. That happens to me quite often. And I try to hold on to that feeling. It only lasts a few seconds.
Right.
But I try to hold on to that feeling where I'm like, and I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, hell, that's where I really belong.
Right.
Question. Did you have that feeling when you were a kid and did not realize the multiverse possibility? Or do you think since you looked into the possibility of multiverses, then it got in your brain and then it started to occur?
I don't know. I was a weird, all kids are weird. I was especially weird. I was weird in that way. I would just lay on the ground and watch the clouds and Like, I just knew that was heaven. It wasn't like I thought it was.
Right.
I was just waiting to see, like, chariots and stuff. It was just a matter of time. Like, oh, any second now. I'm going to go eat some tuna fish for lunch, but first I'm going to see the chariots. But I was really like that as a kid. I didn't have an imaginary friend, but I had a kid that would show up. I would hide in my closet a lot if I were in trouble.
I do not like where this is going.
And I had a kid that would show up in there.
Oh.
Same kid over and over and again. Yeah. Oof. It's a much deeper story, which I can't tell on the show. But yeah, I had a lot of stuff like that happen.
You're just going to drop a bomb like that and be like, I'm not allowed to talk about it legally.
Strange
what?
Boy.
There's DJ family stuff involved.
Oh, gotcha.
Strange boy used to manifest, but.
Yeah. Gotcha. Can we go back to deja vu for a second?
Yeah. Didn't you just say that?
Don't do that.
I hate that. But I do feel like you did.
Did you guys see what happened?
I did.
You see what happened?
I did.
I just poured half a coffee mug of soda down my chest.
He just missed.
You know where that's not happening? Your real life. You never do
see the weird
like
lip
that.
On it?
That yeah. is a weird
now,
lip.
Now, you would think that I could still navigate a weird-lipped mug.
You just missed.
I was just like, bruh.
What's great is that.
Yeah. Seriously, that's exactly what he did. He just,
what's great is that you hit
he
Tony.
He went, and he just missed.
You hit Tony with that slick-ass.
It didn't
ass,
even touch my lip.
It didn't even touch your shirt.
You're glitching the Matrix, Dave. All this talk about reality.
It didn't even touch your shirt. It just missed everything.
Yeah, I pissed someone off. Mm-hmm. They're like, wet his sweater.
Yeah.
You hit Tony with the slick deja vu joke, and you're like, and it just poured.
Yeah, just poured it down.
Yeah,
coffee straight down.
Your example, your replay hit your shirt, but the original did not. Deja vu is proof to me that there's something that we don't understand. There's something weird. There's something going there. It happens to everybody a lot in their lifetime, and
yeah, almost everybody.
So you've had deja vu.
Oh yeah.
Right? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. But somebody explain it.
Isn't it just the way that your brain does not keep every memory, or the way your brain like locks away the memory of you taking a shower most days or whatever? Because there's just
I've
routine.
Had deja vu and I think most people have in unique situations.
Yeah, and
not
where like
a,
you can say what you can.
I know
say
exactly
along,
what's about to happen.
Exactly, mm-hmm. And I've said it out loud to people and freaked
yeah,
them out.
Absolutely.
Like it's so strong and it happens for such a long.
In a
and
random,
again, this was more when I was a
situation
kid.
That is not
yes.
like oh well, you're just kind of your brain is just kind of on muscle memory and it's like you're doing a routine.
Yeah.
No, not that at all.
There was one that was really really strong. It was the first time I was spending the night at a particular friend's house, and I wasn't a big sleepover person anyway. So it's not like it was like, oh, that happened at another slumber party or maybe we played this game last time. It was like really long and I was legitimately saying what people were about to say.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I'm with you, Tony. Explain that.
She did that the other day in the office. She said, I'm going to hit you. And then she punched me right in the forehead. And I'm like, damn.
Well, people say, I've heard that deja vu is like, oh, it's just your brain is processing things a little slower typically. Like things are happening and it's taking a little longer than you realize for that to actually like pass through your brain. But deja vu is just you speeding up a second. I don't think it's like that every time. I think in some cases it is, and in other cases you're straight up, whether you're living your life, like whether time is a flat circle and you're living the same life over and over, or you're experiencing everything always at once and your consciousness yeah. is just stuck in this moment right now and moving forward on this linear track, something's going on there.
Proof to me that there's something else.
Mm-hmm.
There's
you know,
something
that's
else
interesting.
There.
The time is a flat happened. Circle thing. That's an interesting thought. What if your previous life is your own life? What if in reality it's like the year 3500, right? But we've all died already and we just keep, you just don't remember that you keep living your same life over and over again when you die.
So is this just all nonsense to you?
Not all of it. I don't think I'm living the same life over and over and over again.
But you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
That's true.
I drove down the street that where my ESP thing happened, where the guy hit my truck. Mm-hmm. I drove down it the other day for the first time in 30 years, and it brought it all back. And that episode is enough for me, as a skeptic, to say, I don't know what what there is going on.
You woke up in the middle of the night knowing someone was going to break into
your car. I was tortured for 6 hours about someone scraping their key down the side of my new truck I just bought, new used. And I had a girlfriend at the time, and I lived all the way in the back of the apartment building. And I kept saying it to her, and I was driving her crazy. And I said, I keep dreaming about it. Someone's keying my truck. And at like 3:30 in the morning, I got up, ran as fast as I could all the way down the hallway, hit the door like you hit it like, bam, Starsky and Hutch. And a car stopped right in front of my truck, and a motorcycle swerved to miss it and scraped its handlebar down my truck.
Mm.
And I ran out there because the guy was drunk and tried to get away, and I bear hugged him until the cops came. And then afterwards, my girlfriend was like, what the F was that? And I'm like, well, I think he was drunk. She's like, no, look at the truck. And it was scraped exactly the way it was. Could that have been coincidence? Of course.
It's weird.
Pretty hard.
I don't know that it is.
Pretty hard to explain.
Brad on Twitter says that he had this thought. The universe recycles through the infinity loop, so our lives repeat, thus causing deja vu.
Yeah, there's a great Futurama episode about that where they go to the end of time and they're like, here it is, okay. Basically, they've built a time machine and it's stuck on forward. They can't go back. So they're like, all right, we're never going to be able to go back to our normal lives, so let's just... hit it full force and get to the end and we'll be done. And what happens is they get to the end and it all starts from the beginning. And then they turn it into a gag of like they go through a couple times because they want to go through and like assassinate Hitler real quick on one of their journeys back. And I know it's a cartoon, but it's so fun to think about stuff like that. Like it could very well be like that. And then if you don't mind talking about drugs for a second, there are people who are extremely depressed and anxious, and they can treat it with psychedelics. And I'm not one of those people who are like psychedelics cure everything, but I think they can be very useful for some people in some situations.
Yeah.
And a lot of people report that they have these trips and they realize like, oh, my problems are just, I am everything. Like the matter I'm made of is what makes up everything else. Like we are all actually one thing. We're cycling through this multiple times. So I'm a part of the thing that's stressing me out. I'm a part of the thing that makes me happy. Mm-hmm. Like we're all one. And again, that could just be psychedelics messing with your mind and telling you what you want to hear. But it's really interesting that so many people have that exact experience. Yeah.
I plan to do that. I've never done that. I've never done anything stronger than pot. And but I have a lot of friends. I mean, I have a lot of friends who do a lot of things, but I have a few friends. Several of them are doctors who microdose mushrooms, and it's like an actual pill form. Mm-hmm. And they're really super into it. Mm-hmm. And these people are like millionaire successful. These are not like drug addicts or something. And I'm fascinated to do it. I'm scared to do it, but I'm absolutely fascinated.
It's terrifying to think about, but I see why it works for some people. That being said, disclaimer, I'm so annoyed by people who are like, just trip, man. It's all going to fall into place.
Yeah,
I hate that. Yeah. I can't buy into that culture.
But I know so many people. Sam Harris, who's a very famous atheist, and he wrote a book. I forget what it's called, but he was just crushed by atheists because he made the case, I don't think that the Christian God is real or Allah, but spiritualism is real. And it was based on an LSD trip that he took when he was about 18. And he's older than me. And so that one experience changed his way of thinking so much that after multiple PhDs and making your living writing about how everything's physical and scientific. And now he's like persona non grata with atheists. Because they're like, no, there's nothing spiritual whatsoever. Shut up. Hmm. But it was a really interesting read.
I envy people like that who are just so sure.
Yeah, count me out.
I don't.
You know, I mean, I was being sarcastic.
Right, oh yeah.
I just think it's so, how arrogant to be like, well, I know it's not that. Like, okay, all right.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure how they make a fish fillet. So I have a hard time telling you who God is and who he isn't.
I'm not exactly sure how we had this whole conversation.
I don't know, but I like it.
Yeah, I do. It's a good Friday.
And everyone's had this thought, and it really screws you up, that if somehow they're able to just implant memories, and they just implanted one that started 2 seconds ago, and a part of that memory is my childhood and the Big Bang and Neanderthals and the whole thing, but it just started a couple seconds ago.
Right.
You just know. Wrote like 80% of all science fiction movies.
Oh, good start.
Mm-hmm. Getting weird on a Friday.
Yeah, let's get
favorite.
Weirder.
Let's get weirder.
Yeah. Andrew, take your pants off.
Let's start eating ketchup.
Wait
forks.
A minute. Come right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday. DGS, just about 3:30. It's been the week of food taste tests, I guess mostly because I watched This Foods in Built America, greatest show ever to be on television. And so now we're going to do ketchup. I see in front of me. See, Rach, I think you said this. I'm like you. I love ketchup, but it's a weird love. If I get ketchup on my fingers, just shoot me in the head. You
really?
Know? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I there's something weird about it.
Okay, you are a Heinz guy, am I right?
I am a Heinz guy.
We have before you 3 different kinds of ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Hunt's, there's a Heinz, there's a Schnucks.
Okay.
Okay? And Rachel and I,
the
of
Holy
course.
Trinity.
And I have to tell you, they all look alike. By the way, somebody tweeted and said, don't forget about Brooks ketchup. Well, I went to the ketchup aisle, and there's a million kinds of ketchup. I looked up the Brooks, and it's made in Canada. So I said, forget that. I'm not buying a Canadian. Sorry, ketchup.
So I'm a Heinz. I am a Heinz person, too, and I think that it is indistinguishable, Heinz and the Schnucks brand. I think it is exactly the same, because we buy the Schnucks brand because
you think it's the same.
It tastes exactly the same, so it's better to just buy the Schnucks brand.
All right, Dave. Okay,
I can't tell anything.
They all taste the same.
I think number one's an Oreo.
Albatross.
They all really taste the same to me.
And
I was the one talking big smack.
Okay, here, their ketchup.
I have a question about Hunt's and Heinz. Mm-hmm. Do we just like the label of Heinz better?
No, I'm sure.
Because it is a way better design.
Well, that's what they say, right? About the whole concept of blind taste tests and how you can't tell the difference. It's branding. You think you like Heinz better, so you pick Heinz when you have the opportunity.
I pick
you
Coke, know what? Though. I do be liking Coke.
You do be. I think you're right. That is the best label.
Yeah, definitely. It's the most classic.
Yeah.
And
they're trying these
Brooks
on.
Brooks is good too, but now that we know it's from Canada.
Canada. Well, I mean, I'm not anti-Canada, but the fact that it wasn't made in Collinsville kind of made me mad.
Yeah, I feel you.
I don't think number two is Heinz, but that's all I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Aren't you playing? Me? Oh, you hate ketchup.
I won't know the
it's
difference.
It's just you two.
Yeah. I won't know the difference between them anyway.
It's just the big dogs.
I agree completely. I think that two is the one that's different.
I don't like
it as much. So I would say that's the Hunt's. My guess is that 1 and 3 are Heinz and Schnucks, because I just can't tell the difference.
What about you, Dave?
Hold on. Let me keep trying.
And you normally eat this, what, ketchup on everything? Mm-hmm. Just not just fries. Okay, you're a ketchup dude.
I think Heinz is 3, but I wouldn't swear to it.
Okay. Well, is that your final answer?
It is.
Tony's right.
Tony is 100%
number
right.
One is Heinz, number two is Hunt's, and number three is Schnucks. And this is turning out to be such a great commercial for Schnucks.
It's a good day for Schnucks.
Wow, how about that?
I think it's exactly.
Dave thought it was Heinz.
I bet it's the same. I bet if you looked up the ingredient, I bet it's like.
You think almost, Schnucks ripped
them
off?
I mean, they look the same.
I bet it's almost exactly
they
the same.
They meet or beat those big national brands when it comes to tasting.
That's
quality,
what I've heard.
I'll tell you what.
They look the same. Like, they don't look any, you know, waterier.
What's
or
the
any
deal with the Hunt's? What do you guys think that is? The number two?
I think they pee in it.
It's just got a little bit of a wang to it.
Like, yeah.
Not a good wang.
I don't like little wangs.
It's just not quite right. It's just not quite right.
Interesting.
I've never, and I've, yeah. Yeah.
Wow, Tony, you were right on.
Well, we blew through that, didn't we?
Uh-huh. Wow. And it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
All right, now still who wants all this ketchup? Because I
know,
don't eat
with
it.
With mustard, I couldn't give a rat's ass less.
Huh.
It could be
that's a great point.
Tony's mustard. I don't
care.
Yeah,
all mustard is good.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay, since we're doing food stuff, mm-hmm. I am kind of obsessed with Donald Trump's Diet Coke button that he had in the Oval Office.
Yeah, explain this to me.
It's back in the news because apparently in 2019, a journalist figured out that like he'd be in the Oval Office and they'd say, "What is that red button for on his desk?" And no one could figure it out. And one day, Trump finally pushed it, and immediately a butler came in with a Diet Coke. So now it's been known as the Diet Coke button, which I think is awesome.
The nuke button's right
next
to it.
On a silver platter, which I think is a very important part of the story.
Well, they've removed it. I guess Joe Biden isn't as much into the Diet Coke on-demand thing. But I was wondering if you guys could have a button like that in your office, in here, what are you pressing to have a butler bring you on a silver platter at any time?
Blueberry bubbly.
There you go. She knew that answer. Mm-hmm.
A Barrow's glazed donut and a coffee.
Ooh.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Wait, I didn't know we could have food. I'm rethinking.
You're the president.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, Trump had the button installed, and they're like, okay, so you can have either a Diet Coke or a bottle of Dasani, and that's it.
QT fountain soda.
Ooh,
that's
nice.
A good one.
Man, I think a can of Diet Coke sounds pretty awesome, actually.
The other day when I was doing keto, mm-hmm. and I was at my QT, and I filled up my big Q styrofoam with the Coke Zero, mm-hmm. put in the cherry syrup, and yelled the F word.
Like, because you're not
because I couldn't have the syrup.
Yeah,
it would kill my keto.
Yeah, you're all right. You'd have been okay.
Well, you wouldn't have known it because I said F way too loud.
You're all right.
It's fine. You had a mask on. No one knew it was you.
That's true. I swear to you, I get recognized more in the mask.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Stop wearing those Glover Show t-shirts. It's tipping people off.
Yes, I'm Dave Glover. No, I have a beanie.
Ask
I have
me
a
about
mask.
My radio show.
Yeah.
No, the voice, though, my voices must be really unique because anytime I open my mouth.
Yeah.
I'll have to burp.
I mean,
Hank Aaron died.
I know it's weird.
That's sad.
Oh, yeah, it okay. is.
Every You're... time I open my mouth, I have Woo! To burp. Hank Aaron died.
It's Friday, man.
That was a lightning segue.
Gotta keep up.
That was a lightning segue. My
what
voice
were you
must
say?
Be really unique because I get recognized all the time. Woo! Had to burp. Hank Aaron died.
Lightning fast.
Smooth as silk.
He was
anyway,
the best.
Guys, I want a micro.
I was going.
Someday.
I was just going to
he
say.
He could spin a story.
All I was going to say was, it's. I know it's weird. I know it's obvious, but it's also weird to process. You've been on the radio for over 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So many people have heard your voice so many times that it's bound to be that way.
Rachel, want to talk about the game yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I did the game totally wrong.
What?
Which I love because
we liked it.
I know. I thought it was still fun, but so Sarah is so sweet and tweets at us all the time. And she was like, "Were you guys playing What's Yours Like?" Because that is not how I play.
Well, when you were in G, I kept saying to the guys, "Like, I don't understand how you win. I don't
yeah.
understand.
Yeah. It didn't feel. Well, it felt like there was like a piece missing.
We did the point system right, but you're supposed to do. You're supposed to talk about yours. So when the clue was basement. You should have been like, mine's dark and smelly. That's
oh,
why it's funny.
I
but
see.
We were just going like oh. foundation recovery system. Like,
yes.
you know, we were just, I gave the complete wrong instructions. It's the kind of thing where I read the instructions 3 days ago and then I was like, oh, I remember it. Like you study for the pop quiz and then you
yeah.
realize like you just
I will say,
it.
I thought about the name of the game
yeah,
and I wondered
yours, like,
how what the connection there
so
was.
So we still had fun, but I definitely left out the essence of what the game is supposed to be. So again, thank you, Stacey, for sending that. We will play it again and we will play it correctly.
Cool.
Still had fun yesterday, though.
So but. Like my a difference in clues, like for basement, when I said foundation, I could have said Grace lives there.
That's
yeah.
perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
That's perfect. That might have actually been a little too obvious.
Right, right. But it
would
have been.
Yeah. Like mine, my daughter lives in mine.
Yeah.
That would have been
yeah.
the way
yeah.
you have
right.
to do it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting.
I have one more food story if we want to do it. I mean, we don't have to, but.
Yeah, let's not.
Okay. There's a TikTok video that has gone viral of a McDonald's worker who has revealed how they know who's getting what order, because a lot of those McDonald's drive-thrus, you're funneling into the line to pay.
I think about this all the time.
How do they do it?
Oh, you're not going to like it, guys.
Oh, dear.
They take a picture of you at the drive-thru.
Yeah, I figured.
So if you are like...
It's not every other car?
No.
I just thought it was every other...
Cut.
Yeah,
because
sometimes people cut, sometimes people leave.
Yeah, but
so
when...
they're taking a pic.
No!
Yeah,
so if you're
I
like picking your
that.
Nose or making a face or rolling your eyes at them, they... Now, only the people working the drive-thru see it. It's not like a broadcast
right.
through people flipping the burgers, but just be on guard.
Yeah.
And apparently this happens at Starbucks, too.
Yeah, I figured that it had to be... I didn't know it was like a picture of you. I figured like a picture of your car or whatever. You know, you can see, Silver Camry ordered.
Probably the biggest gap between how angry I should be and how angry I am is when someone goes in front of you at the McDonald's drive-thru when it's really your turn.
Ho, ho, ho. Mm-hmm.
Just pure flickering flames of hatred on my cheeks.
The other day I watched a guy, he got cut off, and I could see him, like, screaming, pointing, like, throwing things around his car. And then he just, like, slams it in reverse and slams in gas and just squeals out of the drive-thru entirely and just left.
Might have some issues there.
Then he didn't get a Donald's.
Exactly.
He didn't get a Donald's.
We were talking off the air. Dave and I both got stuck in the same accident traffic on Highway 70 earlier today. And same type of situation. Three lanes. We're getting condensed down to one lane. And
alternate feed.
It was one at a time. Yeah.
Yep, alternate feed.
So it went down to two lanes, and then it went down to one lane. When it was going down to two lanes, everybody was doing it right. The old zipper merge. Car goes, lets a person in. Car goes, lets a person in. When it was my turn, the person decided to stick on the bumper in the car in front.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. Like, it was bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when I was right in the... worst part of this jam. So they had to sit on that bumper for 2 minutes of slowly creeping
to get one space
and look be like in within eye contact of me the whole time, knowing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that one space doing for you?
I know.
I don't understand it. Like this person had a look on their face like, no way. I am not letting you in. You are not cutting in front. You're not getting in front of me. Like, she was glued to the bumper.
Not today, Columbo.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking, what? How does how does that happen? What do you?
And what people don't understand
how does that
is that
process work in your brain.
That's like, why we have the traffic. We have the traffic because no one, like, there's no seamless integration.
It's got,
if you just let people move seamlessly, the traffic will flow.
Yeah. It's got to be a scarcity mindset. Like, well, if I let him in, then seven more people are going to
try. I'm telling
to
get you,
in.
It had been, I was sitting in it for a half hour at least, and it was, everybody was doing it. It was just one, another, one. It was going along perfectly.
Alternate feed.
Mm-hmm. And then suddenly, when it was.
She's like, nope.
Nope, not this time. So, of course, the person behind her graciously.
Can I talk about the mail?
Yeah, let's do it.
I know there's no way to do this because of rights, but shouldn't you be able to, like, pay a fee to opt out of junk mail? Shouldn't there be a business that, like, I don't know what it's worth to me, but, like, someone said, hey, it's $50 a month.
Like the no-call list?
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I get because all my bills are online,
mm-hmm.
like a big boy. All I get are mailers. But you have to go through every friggin' one just in case the IRS is coming after you again.
I know somebody who talked to their mail person specifically and said, can you just get rid of it for me? Don't bring it. And they came to an agreement, and he doesn't get it anymore.
Well, that
seems like a federal offense.
I think that might be
against the law, but
right?
That's okay. We're not going to name names.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Definitely.
Sounds like me and Pigpen when he used to pull lives for me on vacation.
I can't believe with all of the green initiatives that
what
a waste of paper, a waste of resources.
I was the straw thing. How, you know, we got it. It's like a sin to have plastic straws anywhere.
Yeah.
How about that?
An inch worth of mail,
I wonder how much more, recycling and saving the earth we would do. I mean, what do you think? I think 95% of my mail is junk mail.
Easy.
You know what? 95%. Counterpoint, it's big jobs though. My cousin used to do that. He used to. He's a graphic designer. He used to graphic design junk mail.
He can find a new job.
We're printers.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good point. But still, am still saying that is. You would think that would be, to Rachel's point, something that environmentalists would.
The worst dark genius idea in years is the letter that looks like it's to you and important.
Oh, and it's marked as important.
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh. It says must open now.
And then you open it up and it's like, hey, I'm mofo. A few minutes time, 4 p.m. DGS. Rachel, is it more food stories?
I have a couple of fast food news stories here if you'd like to hear them. If you're out, since we're talking about McDonald's and the McDonald's drive-thru, you can get a McDonald's cheeseburger for 25 cents today. Today's the day. If you have the McDonald's app, you're going to want to download it immediately because McDonald's is running a promotion that features throwback pricing on select menu items every Thursday for about the next month. So today you get a 25-cent cheeseburger. On the 28th, you get a small shake for 25 cents. February 4th, an apple pie is 20 cents. A large fry is 35 cents on February 11th. And then back to the cheeseburger for 25.
Just one, though, right?
Who going to tell her?
Just the one. Is it?
Today's Friday.
Okay.
I missed.
Actually,
I didn't even
scratch that thing about you can do it today. Because I read that wrong. Gosh, I'm fake news. So starting next week, you get a small shake. You don't get the cheeseburger until February 18th. This is just like the game.
I'm old enough to remember when you could get hamburger, french fries, and Coke, no deal, under $1.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Well, now they're doing the throwback prices, so you can get them.
Hamburger, french fries, and a Coke under $1?
Rachel and I's generation, we don't even have the dollar menu anymore.
I bet we could look that up.
I'm going in.
Who's going in?
McDonald's prices in the 60s.
Sorry about the fake news.
Well, not the 60s, maybe.
It starts on the 28th.
Maybe the 70s.
1970s.
And then I have another fast food store here that I'll try not to mess up. Chick-fil-A is rolling out a new spicy grilled chicken sandwich for a limited time, along with cilantro lime sauce.
Ooh. Ooh. I have a complaint.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I love Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. But as you know, I try not to eat a lot of like fried foods. So typically when I would go through, Phoebe's kind of off Chick-fil-A, but when I would go through, I would get the grilled nuggets. Mm-hmm. What a lie. Like, they're good, but it's like $40 for 6 grilled nuggets, which are basically one big nugget that someone shoved together in their hand. Like,
here's what I don't like about the grilled nuggets at Chick-fil-A. They are good, but they come in that weird cup thing, and it just looks removed, right? It looks like they're not, I don't know, they should just make them look like all the other nuggets. You know, make them included.
Like they're not part of the family.
Yeah, they're not part of the family.
You put them in the box.
Yeah, like you're weird for ordering them, so they put them in this weird like cup with a lid.
They're like, what, you want fruit as your side?
It is.
Oh, man.
It's the fruit cup. It's the same cups that they put like the fruit sides in.
I should have brought these in. I don't know what I need, but I have trouble, like most guys my age, seeing things up close. And at work, like, I have cheaters that I can hold something 10 inches from my face and it works. I need something that works from, like, computer space. So I went on Amazon and I figured, well, the most expensive ones have to be the ones. So I spent $75 on these cheater slash blue whatever things.
Yeah.
So it finally came in. I can't see jack crap. I can't see anything anywhere, and they make my eyes 10 times the size. It's just like on Seinfeld. It's just these gigantic eyeballs, and
so
I can't
like
see.
It's like a
anything.
$75 novelty joke.
Yes.
Is now the time I tell you they make glasses for computer distance?
What?
Yeah. And I don't know how expensive they are because I have clear glass up here and then the readers on the
like
bottom.
Computer bifocals?
But they have computer bifocals.
Oh, that's cool.
Do they make your eyes look giant?
I don't know. I haven't purchased them because these work okay.
Yes, I'll bring these in. I was going to send them back, but it's worth $75 to bring them in.
Yeah.
Wow.
And let you see them.
I can't wait.
Is it just a really
like a
strong power?
Giant
it's like taking two magnifying glasses and holding them against your orbits.
I want to see these so bad.
There may be some distance where you can see, but I haven't found it.
That's hilarious.
Sue, did you get an update on the McDonald's prices?
I certainly did. Ooh. They say that in 1968, for instance, you could buy a Big Mac for 49 cents.
Whoa.
Okay.
And fries were a little bit less. Hold on, I lost that. But yeah. So it's possible that you could get that stuff. In the 70s, Big Macs, they found an old menu. It said the Big Mac was 65 cents, and you could get fries for 46 cents.
That sounds pricey for fries. What are fries now?
Like four times that. I mean, fries are, really? Yeah, oh yeah. A small fry is like two something. Fries are one of the most expensive things
in
McDonald's.
I don't think they're two something for a small fry.
Let's look it up.
Someone's calling Andrew out on how much fries cost.
I can't believe it either. I can't believe that I'm doing this either. We DoorDash a lot of McDonald's.
So McDonald's menu, a small fry is $1.39.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Large is $1.89.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Medium is $1.
I like how there is a tension.
There was.
And now it's like, okay.
Made me nervous.
Okay, $1.89.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.